Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Where are we in January, Manus? Are we almost at the premiere of my new show? Where is this airing?
Yes, it's
coming. Am I back from Vietnam?
You're back from Vietnam, and your show's coming up.
Woo! A little scary. Up. You know why? This is not at all. Well, you know what, though? Our show is not at all. That's what's so interesting, is that it's not at all what people would expect, for better and for worse. And, like, I see all this stuff, and people are like, oh, you're such an inspiration. I can't wait to watch. And that's not the show. And not only that, I don't come off as inspirational, because it's not me, Jillian, the expert, telling you the good advice. It's me, Jillian, the person, living my life, right? And it's funny, of course, because my life is a comedy of errors, but it's funny like Larry David funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's tragic, and therefore it's funny. It's funny like I'm Peppermint Patty and Heidi's Marcy, or I'm Lucy and Giancarlo's Desi. Like, it's funny like that. I just think people, like, this will be very interesting, because there are a lot of people that think I'm, like, this great person and this saint, or, like, I'm this inspiration, and they're going to watch the show and be like, oh, my God, she's kind of an asshole. You know what I'm saying? And then there are people...
And how does that feel for you? Does that worry?
It's interesting, because I'm taking, like, I feel like I'm shuffling the deck. So it's like, people that are super fans are going to fall out of love with me. People that hate my guts, I think, are going to watch it and fall in love with me. But it's definitely shuffling the deck. It's like, you know, it's weird. And I think it's going to be hard for a lot of people, because there's no box. You're not going to be able, I'm just a regular person, and you can't put me in that box anymore of, like, the Biggest Loser box, the fitness trainer box. Like, I'm a mom, I'm a businesswoman, I'm a friend, there's no box. And people love a box. They love a lane, they love a box, they love a category. And, you know, people are like, what's a show? And I'm like, it's a comedy. It's a comedy. It's funny. It's just all a mess. Kind of like Larry David meets Modern Family, but it's real, but that's the reality
of
my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I wonder why it's so hard for people when somebody does kind of step out of that, I've put you in this box, stay there. It's not going to be like that at all.
But when anybody tries to make a change in their life, it's hard for the people who love them, because they don't want, they don't know how to relate to the new person.
They're not going to. You're right.
Right. So, I mean,
I think you're right. They're not going to know how to relate to this, because it is, you know, you'll see me say things you don't like, make mistakes you don't agree with, parent in a way you don't like, relate to Heidi in a way you don't like, or maybe you will think it's funny, but some people won't. You know, like there's a, I can't believe I haven't caught a rash of shit for this. We were shooting, you know, one of the things, because everybody's so politically correct, and behind closed doors, you know, that all goes out the window. Me and my friends make fun of everything and joke about everything. You know, but you can't publicly, you got to be so, walk on eggshells, which is so boring. And I joke around all the time. Like one of the things that, of course, I'll talk about it here, but we didn't put it on the show, but like I would do to Heidi is I would tell the kids for real, in real life, I'd be like, when mommy goes to zip up your jacket, yell child abuse as loud as you can. Lou thought I was saying Shia LaBeouf. So that's what she ended up saying. But like, of course, I would never put that on the show because everyone, oh, you think child abuse is funny. It's like, no, of course, I don't think it's funny. You know, we're playing a joke on Heidi. But when we were shooting the pilot, one of the things I told the kids to do is I was like, when mommy takes you to school, I want you to go up to the teacher and I want you to say, mommy's drunk again. And then, throw your head in your hands and say, why, God? And like, this is stuff I do to Heidi all the time. Like, and to me, I find it so fun and funny. And I was like, oh, you know, and they were like, we want to take this footage from the pilot because we think some of it's so good and put it in episode one. And I was like, uh-oh, okay. And so like, that's in there. It's a trailer. And I was like waiting for people to be like, you think alcoholism's funny? You think it's funny to have an alcoholic parent? And someone hasn't yet, but they will. You know, once it gets out there, they will. And I just think, you know, the people that love me are going to be like, she's so insensitive, you know, who, you know, people that look to jump on everything. But I really had to get to a place where I'm like, I'm never going to please everybody. You know, some people are going to think that's hilarious and some people are going to be extremely offended. And that's just, it's going to be, the deck is going to get shuffled in a huge way when people are like, oh my God, she's really like this sarcastic.
Now, does it make you feel nervous to be viewed that it could be viewed that way? Does that, I'm not nervous, but are you ready for it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, you know me, like that's who, you know, you see some of it on our little show. Oh, you see a lot of it on our show.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting about that is that our show has been sort of that authentic, and it's not like Biggest Loser, let's, you know, lose weight. It's not that. It's been a real honest look kind of at our personalities and our lives, and it's worked. So my hope is that they'll be like, oh, you know, this is who this woman is. And some of it, sure, some of it's ridiculous, you know, but I don't know, you know, I have the same issues. My in-laws don't necessarily love me. Maybe your in-laws don't necessarily love you.
Yeah.
And then you kind of see all the calamity that goes along with that. Or It's you know, like my son was getting bullied at school and he came home with a huge scratch on his face and I'd had it. And I was like, knock him out. I'm sick of it. And like, we talked to the teacher and, you know, people are going to be like, oh my God, she can't say that. It's just, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But I just think, I don't know. I figured out a long time ago though, that I'm not going to please everybody. And in an attempt to try, we'll just please nobody. I have to be kind of, this is, you know, you're going to see kind of who I am. And, you know, my friends are idiots. I'm an idiot. We're idiots.
No, but I know you were on the fence with going here. I know that it took you a while to decide whether you wanted to or not.
Because I didn't want it to get manipulated.
Right, exactly.
I had to find the right people.
Exactly. And it's obvious that you found the right people.
Well, what's in this show is like, I mean, I cry laughing watching it, but it's because it's my tragic life.
Right.
You know, like, it's just, I'm like, oh my God, we're just, what assholes. Like, we just, it's just so, and so it is what it is, though. There's nothing in there that I'm like, that's a bastardization of me or her or, you know what I mean?
I do.
So I don't know. We'll see, Manus, but I just think it's, some people are going to be like, oh my God, you know, this is funny. This is so, like, people are already surprised that they see the trailers and they're like, this is hilarious. And then other people are like, whoa, it's not what I expected. Or you're such an inspiration. I can't wait to watch. And I'm like, this is not going to be the kind of show where you leave going, I'm going to run 5 miles tomorrow. It's not that kind of show. It's the kind of show where you'll laugh for an hour and just think, oh, maybe my life's not so bad.
Is that what it is? It's an hour show?
It's, well, yeah, in an hour, it's 45 minutes.
Now, is there going to be a big premiere? Is there going to be like a, what do you call it? I don't know.
No, I mean, a viewing party, maybe.
A viewing party?
Yeah, if you're in town. But yeah. I mean, yeah, but no. I think it's just, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. It's just, yeah. You know what else is interesting? And this is kind of, I never, ever, ever make a thing about being gay. Because I never, I find that that's a mistake, in my opinion. Like, I never want to be like, we're a gay family. Or we're a gay this. Or it's a gay that. Or let's do gay press. Because to me, all it does is encourage more segregation. Like, I would like people to see each other as people. Not the gay person, the gay family, the gay this, the black guy, the Latin this, the, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I think it's kind of, I get nervous about trying to label things because I find that it just, it's divisive. But it is, in all truth, if we could cut the shit for a second, I mean, other than Caitlyn Jenner, there hasn't been a, has there a gay family in a reality show?
Not that I know of.
Or a gay family in any show? And no one cares.
Well, you
kind
know,
of amazing. I kind of like that.
But
no one cares.
Because
hasn't been brought up at all.
But because gay families are integrated in society now. Like, you can go to,
you haven't seen one on TV.
No, but what I'm saying is it's not like,
but what's interesting,
oh my God, it's a gay family. It's that's we're past that.
Maybe
now.
In some parts of the country. But what I think is interesting is that when you watch it, it won't look any different than your family. I am me, you know, I'm a lunatic, gay, straight, or otherwise. But like, it, that's the thing, is that my friend was watching with her the trailers, right? She was watching some of the trailers and I sent her an episode. And I was like, watch this. And she watched it with her husband. She's like 30, I don't know, 4. And her husband's like 36. And she was like, oh my God, you know, we were dying laughing. And her husband related to it because he related to me, what I was going through.
Right.
You know, and it wasn't, it wasn't like, oh, this is two women and it's not a show for me. Mm-hmm. I'm going on forever. But I don't know. I'll be curious to see what people think.
It's exciting.
It's different.
I think good. I mean, and I think it's really exciting for you, and I think it's exciting for,
we'll see,
for people to see you on television in a different way. That's what an opportunity. What an opportunity to be able to do that.
Yeah, we'll see, Janice.
Okay.
Cross your fingers, Manus.
I will.
Wow, Manus, we're rolling.
I love it when we roll. When we're rolling. It just makes me giddy. I'm excited about this. You have some body stuff.
Yeah, well.
Body.
I read this. Things. Who's got a skin tag?
I'm getting one.
Ooh. I thought, why would you admit that?
Well, it's not like I don't know if it's a tag or not. I just have something that's, you know, just
growing on you.
No, you know, I have seen the skin. I don't have like that.
Ooh.
The hanging skin tag.
Oh, God.
But I've seen the hanging skin tags.
I thought I used to have one right here, but I don't feel it anymore. Like a little one right on my neck.
Mm. Yeah.
No, I don't have it.
Gross.
Shaved it off.
That's not gross. It's your body. You can't say no. Gross.
Here's a solution.
Okay. People get them burned off, right?
No. All you have to do is take a piece of dental floss.
Oh.
Tie it around the base.
Oh.
No, I'm serious. No. It's not, it's like this weird growth.
Are you sure
people
should be doing this?
Yeah, all you have to do is,
Julian.
How credible is the source of this information?
Yes, hello. Hi, you've been served.
No kidding.
There's a class action lawsuit. People have gotten infections from tying off their skin tags.
With dental floss?
Yeah.
Okay, so this sounds really nasty.
You tie the bottom, right? You tie it tight at the bottom and then you cover it with a little Band-Aid. And it falls off because you starve it of blood supply.
Almost makes me want to hurl.
Yeah,
but I'm helping.
Okay. All
now,
right.
The real question is cinnamon or mint floss?
Oh. I don't think that. Well, it depends how you want to smell.
Man, really?
I wouldn't commit to an odor. I just do like a neutral, non-flavored floss.
I would not have thought that a skin tag had blood flow to it.
That's what keeps it alive. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So just know, Jillian is not a doctor.
Yeah.
That if you do this, okay. So tie it off. Oh man. Okay. What's that? What else is there?
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Toenail fungus.
Toenail fungus.
Nail fungus, which is really common. You know why? Because everybody goes to those random nail salons where they don't actually clean everything.
You know what? And that is so true. Shorts. And if you're diabetic, you got to be really... I learned this because my sister has now got... what's the diabetes you get later in life?
Type 2.
And well, no, kids can get it now, but go on.
But you have to be really, really careful because if they cut you... If the, whatever they're called, the stylist,
nail
artist cuts you, which they do because they're in a hurry sometimes, and you get that stuff. Is that where the fungus comes from? I don't know.
Fungus, I think it's like, I think it can be contagious. Like if somebody has it and they use the tools and then they use the tools on you.
Right. Well, or even not washing the bin properly.
Yeah.
Like they don't, they just go, okay, next.
Where did this come from? Where'd she get the diabetes thing?
Because if you cut, something about if you, if it cuts and then that gets into your skin. Anyways, apparently it's very dangerous for people who are diabetic.
Huh. So I thought you were saying that the nail artists can give you diabetes.
No,
I was like, I
not
don't
at
think
all.
So. I'd never read
no,
that before.
They do not give diabetes. There's not a thing at the door. Come on in. You can get your nails done, a pretty flower, and you can get diabetes at the same time.
I don't think
time.
So. No.
But it is more dangerous, I've heard. I have nothing to back it up.
I don't really know what you're talking about.
But I have, I do, when I go to the nail place once a year. But I make sure that they either have the insert that they put in the bucket, the foot bath.
What is she talking about, the diabetes?
This is new information to me.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Oh, man. God, you make me work so hard.
What is she talking about?
I'll look it up. I'm going to look this up.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Should I do the tip?
Yeah, keep going for the tip. I'll let you know when I find this.
Okay. Well, they were saying like a natural antifungal. They actually have Vicks Vapor Rub, which I've never heard of. I thought that was interesting. This is in this article. But any natural, like tea tree oil is a natural antifungal, and so is coconut oil. So what I usually did, because like anything fungus related even, like little kids get Cradle Cap. Phoenix got that. Mm-hmm. And baking soda is also a natural antifungal. So we would take baking soda, tea tree oil, and coconut oil and make a little mixture and put it on your nails. I just created that on my own there. But they say Vicks Vapor Rub, which I thought was interesting. They say... It can take up to a month to get rid of that stuff, or a year, I'm sorry, they say, to get rid of a fungal infection. It's pesky.
Wow.
Super pesky.
Okay. Oh, here's
I've got something here.
Got some news about the diabetes and the nail salon.
I'm ready.
Before you kick off your shoes, consider the potential downsides of pedicures. People with diabetes are at risk for a number of complications.
What?
Foot infections are common. If they develop a break in the skin, it can be a life-threatening complication, says Lee J. Sanders, DPM, chief of podiatry service at VA Medical Center.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We're saving lives on this show.
Well, I am.
He says, I would caution individuals with diabetes not to receive a pedicure because of the sanitary conditions of the salon, the skills of the individual performing the pedicure, and the cleanliness of the instruments used.
Wow.
Exactly.
Mm. Okay. I thought you were just great, but there. All right.
Thank you, Jake.
Age spots. Huh? Listen to this one. I've never heard of this one. Paige gave me a good little formula with yogurt and lemon juice. But this one's kind of interesting, too. It says to dilute vinegar, apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. Cider vinegar. So it's one part vinegar, two parts water. And you put a cotton ball and put it on the dark spots. And it says that it helps remove the outer layers of skin where melanin gets trapped. I mean, I never heard of that one before, but that's kind of, but then if you get back in the sun though, it's going to happen again. So you gotta, you know, this is a, you gotta lift it and then you gotta protect.
Or just move north. There's your options.
No, the whole world's coming to it. I don't think that's going to work.
Okay.
Cause I heard Seattle's like the new LA.
Really?
I think, Malibu's fallen into the ocean.
Oh, man.
Dude, you don't know. Oh, my God.
I don't know. I know the last time I was out in Malibu was about a year ago.
Oh, my God. Let's just put it this way. I bought my house 7 years ago, and we had a beach all the time. For 6 months, it's been a houseboat. A freaking houseboat.
There's the one where you had the 4th of July party?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wow. Dude, it's a houseboat. There's no freaking sand. None. It's like, anyway, yeah.
And that's a very short period of time, isn't it? I mean, that's...
It's scary. Did you see that? Like, we were taking a turn into the freaking... But yeah, I mean, look at the climate report thing that they came out with. It's going to be like 150 degrees in the Middle East in the next 20 years. We don't even need to fight ISIS. They're just going to melt.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a crazy... Anyway. So I don't know that that'll work. So try that apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, on the age spots. All right.
Okay, this is weird. I don't know how toxic this may be to your body, but I thought it was interesting. Yeah. I'm not kidding. No, I can't imagine it's a good thing, but they're cracked heels. Cracked heels.
Yeah, I get the crack. I haven't had them. Just so you know, I haven't had them.
You said I get the cracked. You said. Just like you admitted to having these skin tags all over your body.
I don't get cracked heels because I make sure my feet are moist. Ooh.
Yikes.
Ooh, I hate that word. Such a gross word. I hate it so much.
There's something wrong with moist.
Why did you do that?
She said it again.
Oh, please stop. Okay. Well, this says you can glue your skin together with crazy glue.
Yes, I've heard that. You know why I know this? No, because dancers. Because dancers get cracked cracked feet.
Oof.
Because they're either dancing in bare feet a lot or they're in point shoes all the time and they Oof. Get these cracks. And yes, crazy glue. I honestly cannot see, but apparently it works.
I heard that crazy glue was invented for the army to fix little cuts and stuff where you couldn't get stitches right away.
In the field, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. See, so it makes sense.
Gotta be careful Maybe with this... that though. Have you ever glued your thumb to your pointer finger?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Okay, now what's next now?
God. Ingrown hairs.
I've had an ingrown hair.
Janice is just painting a great picture of herself here. A foot fungus, cracked
Can
heel.
I presume you're still single?
No. Yes.
I've
not had the cracked. I've not had none of that stuff, except I have had an ingrown hair. Mm. And yeah. In an area. In an area that's not always where it would be fun to have an ingrown hair. And it was from shaving. Because I wanted to go swimming. Because I still like to swim, and I like to wear the onesie, and when it goes up, and I didn't, you don't want to walk out looking like a sprout sandwich and scare children in the pool. Well, it happens. And so I would shave quite tight in here, and they hurt. They're horrible. Look at Jake's nodding. He has the ingrown hairs.
You laser. You have to laser.
No, there's no laser going down in
laser.
Not in my area.
That doesn't happen ever again. Laser, zap, 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 zap.
Yeah, well, you know what?
That's it. No waxing.
I've lasered my chest a few years ago. 6 sessions I lasered.
Oh, my God. Look at you.
Where are you going, though?
Your manly man.
I don't know. And she put it on high intensity, and it hurt, like, pretty bad.
Why would you take that off? It's nice.
I was young, and
I
like it now. I would never do it again. But yeah. I was younger, and I was, you know, made fun of for having, like, a hairy chest and stuff.
He's a bear.
Man, he's a bear.
Women like that stuff, though, I think.
No, now I know that.
It's a return to the 70s.
Wow.
Yeah. But I think you went to the wrong person.
I must have.
Yeah, because sometimes some of those lasers are very different. I have noticed that.
It was a Groupon, so...
Why do you guys... I knew someone who got Botox through a Groupon, and she couldn't see out of her right friggin' eye for like 3 weeks.
So what do they say to get rid of it?
Well, okay, exfoliation. And they suggest coffee grounds, but I've always liked brown sugar. I take brown sugar and do like a little sugar scrub, and I've done it with egg yolk. Because egg yolk, it sounds gross, but egg yolk is really moisturizing. Sugar and egg yolk. It's stinky shorts.
And it will get, but don't you have to exfoliate?
If you exfoliate, you take off the layers of skin.
Oh, I see what you're
saying.
Yeah.
But there's another thing out there that you could use for that, but I don't think it's very clean or green. It's called Tend Skin. Mm-hmm. And it makes you peel, but I'm sure it's like God knows what, give you freaking 3 eyes or something, but... Yeah, so try this natural exfoliation.
Okay.
And Okay, warts. How about those, Janice?
I've had it on the bottom of my foot, and
I thought you were gonna say on your bottom. I was like anal warts.
Yikes.
No, I've not. No, I've had it on the bottom from when I danced. Hmm. Because you're always in bare feet.
Interesting. Okay, well, here's what they suggest. I don't know why you wouldn't just buy Compound W, but this is interesting. Apply a piece of gray duct tape.
Yes, that's what I did. Because you can actually pull. No, but you can't, and you can pull the core of the no, but on the bottom of your foot, right? You can't put it really anything on because it's just you're walking; it's going to rub off. But the duct tape, it's true, and it will actually. You can see the.
No.
You know what? You guys are making me sound
that
like
makes
I'm
me
just,
cringe.
It's true, though.
Oh,
the duct tape. That's that. I'm going to give you a tick for that one. All right, next.
Well,
now what else?
Well, it says put it on an inch past the wart's edges, and after 6 days, remove the tape. Soak the wart in warm water for 15 minutes. File it down with a pumice stone. Repeat for 1 month.
File her down with the pumice. Everybody, you should always have a bit of pumice by your bathtub. Everyone, pumice. Because pumice, you can pumice a lot of things.
Oof.
Don't. Okay, oh, next.
All right. Sunburn. Yeah. Okay. It says yogurt and chamomile tea.
Well, that would make sense.
Because yogurt's probiotics speed cellular renewal and chamomile's anti-inflammatory properties can calm the burn.
And something you can get on any holiday.
Look, imagine when you just walk around your house and yogurt. That should be awful. I don't know.
Rather that than have flared up, what do you call it, skin.
Yep,
I like that. Next.
Steep a tea bag in cold water for 15 minutes. Cut it open. Mix the leaves with a half a cup of yogurt. Apply the mixture for 10 minutes 3 times a day. Oh, that's a nightmare.
Nope, I think it's wonderful.
I'm sort of done.
Well, I think these are lovely tips. Thank you, Jillian. Right. And that'll be the end of that segment, as you can hear the wrinkling of the paper.
Okay, guys, we've got a new podcast sponsor, and they're called HelloFresh. And essentially what they do is they do a meal kit delivery service that allows you to make your cooking healthy, fun, easy, and convenient. Every week, they create new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone, from novices to seasoned cooks, on a short period of time. Now, I am a terrible chef, and I'll have you know that I made the penne all'arrabbiata. I left out the pancetta. Stella just looked at me like, really, Mom? I left that out. I left that one out, but it was delicious. So check it out. For $35 off your first week of deliveries, visit HelloFresh.com and enter the keyword exercise. I think we all know how to spell that. E-X-E-R-C-I-S-E when you subscribe. Check it out today. HelloFresh.com.
Now, I have something that I would like to bring up to you. Oh, and partly, it's just about, it's on how we judge people. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because you are the master of the last one. And I'm going to try to help you break this thing that you do for a new way of being in the new year.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. These are six ways. I found this on crack.com.
Oh, all right. Now I'm going to pay attention.
Okay. So it's six ways in six which ways. We judge people.
Okay.
We don't really realize we're doing it, but we judge people.
The way you look, the way you dress, the way you smell, the way you talk.
Number six.
The way you look.
Where we work. We judge people where we work. We make a joke because we're afraid of sometimes if we don't have a job that we think people might be like, oh, wow, really you do that? We make a joke about it because we're afraid of the response we're going to get.
Janice, what do you do?
I work at the Jillian Michaels Show.
Loser.
No, people are impressed. But you see, we do scoff because it makes us feel better about ourselves. We make fun of people, right? So we do. We justify our own occupation for ourselves.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Number five, we judge people because they sleep late.
Oh,
sleeping
lucky.
In. I know. But people assume. People assume that people who sleep late, they're either lazy or they're unproductive. Like, if you see somebody in their bathrobe
that's
at 11 a.m.
without kids is what it is.
Maybe.
That's what it is. I'm telling you.
No, but it's true. But we make a judgment like, oh, man, they're still in their bathrobe at 11. Like, what up with that? It's a judgment.
God, really? Wow. I'm, like, so lucky.
Number four.
Yeah.
We judge them by the technology they buy. There's Mac snobs. Let's face it. We're all of us can be
Where's
guilty.
Where's the part about how they smell?
That is, I believe, maybe number seven that didn't make the list.
Just missed it barely.
Just missed it. Oh, okay. Right? They're like gamers or something. Sometimes there is good advice in making judgment about someone's technology. If there's, general, it allows people to, it writes people off by, you know, oh, you got that.
The Samsung phone.
Something like that. Exactly. Mm. All right.
Galaxy.
Number three,
no.
Where you shop. People judge, you know, if you say, like, if you bought something like at a big box store or something, that's, it's like, oh, really? As compared to like at Poo Poo De Doop Doop down on
really?
Rodeo. You know.
Do people really do that?
Yes.
There's a crap where someone shops.
Some people do. Some people, they and now, and then they say, oh, I bought it at a secondhand store. And if you, and apparently the thing is now, if you buy it because you need it, it's one thing. But if you buy it and you say, I'm antiquing, makes it different. Secondhand store antiquing, right?
I'm antiquing. Okay.
Oh, God, this is going really well. Number two. We judge people by their political alignment.
Yes.
Okay. So we pick.
Who are you voting? Oh, you can't vote. You're Canadian.
No, I can vote. I'm both.
Yeah.
I'm both.
Who are you voting for?
Well, I'm going to vote for Hillary.
Trump?
No, I'm voting for Hillary.
Oh.
I've been a Hillary supporter for a long time.
Not Bernie?
No, I like. I've been. I don't know. I like her. I just want her to get in.
You know what pisses me off about Bernie? That guy has gotten all my email addresses somehow, and he never stops emailing me. No matter what I unsubscribe from, he even finds, like, secret accounts. Like, you'll even find, like, our podcast emails on there, Feel the Burn. I'm like, stop it! It's rude. I never invited him in. I don't appreciate that.
Do you like him, though?
I do. I think he's too idealistic. I don't think, in reality, any of that will work. And I also worry he's looking a little... I don't think he's going to... I don't know. I don't think he'll go the full 8 years. But anyway.
Well, the term's only 4.
Yeah, but you know, you kind of want him to stick around for 8, and I just don't. At 8 years, at his age, I'm a little worried about it. Yeah. Anyway, what?
Right. So we pick a party, and then we tend to tear apart the other person's choice. Right? Mm. They find all these things that are wrong. So we judge.
Yep.
But the number one way we judge people is their taste in entertainment, and you, my dear friend, are guilty of that.
How so? It's freezing in here again. What's going on?
Here, this is, you
I
know
can't
why?
Stand it. Yeah, what? How so?
Two words.
Yeah.
Sarah McLachlan.
Or Wynonna Judd.
Or Wynonna Judd.
God. Did you hear about that?
What?
Listen to this. My nanny is like a 33-year-old Barbie doll, literally. And she's obsessed. She has like a crazy obsession with Wynonna Judd. Like,
well,
she,
who doesn't? Wynonna? She's Wynonna. Well, what's wrong?
I can't believe this is happening.
Just don't say
it's happening
what's
again.
Wrong.
It's happening again.
It is.
I can't believe this is. Okay. So, wow.
It's Wynonna's the Judds. Why Nona? It's why. She's Elvis.
Oh,
wow.
You know my ex, Gail?
Yeah.
She is the manager of Sugarland, right?
Yeah.
And when, you know, in Nashville, when they do like, I've told this story before. I've told this story. Anyway, when they do fanfare and all the you know, the country people are so, I've told the story. And she said that when Wynonna came into the building,
oh my God,
like people were just like, it was like Elvis came in, just like, oh.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're old and weird, but my nanny is young, and I couldn't figure out why, you know, she would skip work. She was like, she would go to a concert every weekend. She would like follow them from state to state. It was really bizarre, but she won't date anybody. So we were doing this. We were having lunch and they were shooting, you know, for the E! Show. And she's like, I'm super picky. And I was like, you're not that picky. And she said, why? And I said, because you're going to a Wynonna Judd concert. And she said, what's wrong with that? And I said, everything. Well, to make a long story short, it became a trailer. Wynonna, a.k.a. Elvis, got so upset. She took to Twitter. She direct messaged my poor little nanny. She was so upset because she took it personally. And my nanny's like, Lou's dealing with it for, I don't even know what kind of, I don't listen to country music, so I don't even know her music. But the, okay, you too, huh?
Yeah, she's amazing.
I don't even know. Well,
apparently she has a lot of time on her hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It was weird. Wow. I got a little scared. I was like, oh no.
Okay.
Heidi was like, you should tell her you're joking. I'm like, I can't, I'm too scared now. I'm not going to do it. Janice, wow.
All I'm saying is
that does say a lot about you.
No, but sometimes you make judgment because I have been made fun of about what I listen to, and you make a judgment about it. And that's entertainment. People are very passionate about what kind of entertainment they like. Like, they're very passionate about it. Just saying.
Like, I like Disneyland.
Horrible. Did I tell you Nicole's boyfriend's gay?
Can you?
She doesn't know it. Don't cut that. He is. Let's discuss this. He likes white cats.
Jake met him.
They drove all the way to San... Gay, right?
We didn't go to home base, but we went to like third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? He likes white cats. He drove all the way to San Diego to get a white and all white cat, and he likes Disney. He's gay.
He's not gay.
He's gay.
That is such a... Why is that gay?
Janice, a grown man likes white cats and Disneyland. He's gay.
Man, you know what we're going to do on this show?
Gay.
We are going to get a diversity trainer in here. There is so much bad mojo going on in here right now. We are going to get someone in. Yes, we are.
They're going to leave crying.
No. Gay. We are going to get a diversity trainer.
There's nothing wrong with being gay, but he is gay.
I would hope there's nothing wrong with being gay. Thank you very much. Oh, my God.
I mean,
it's okay. We are getting a trainer in here.
You know, live and let live.
As of next, you know what? No. That's it. All right. And this just went... There's got to be some changes going on here. All right, Jillian and I have Cara waiting on the phone, and she has gone out to her car now.
And is sitting in the freezing cold.
And is in the freezing
cold. Where
she's
probably going to die of hypothermia.
Because she wants to ask you a question.
Oh, Cara. Cara, how can we help, bud?
Hello, Jillian. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you, buddy?
I am awesome, and I can't believe I'm talking to you. Yay.
Back at you.
So, there has been all this talk, especially buzz around in my gym, with fasting cardio, and then my trainer has asked me to do some intermediate fasting for fat loss.
Oh, God.
So I've been doing some reading. I did a little bit of intermediate fasting myself, which works for me.
Wait.
And I've been reading all the pros and cons, and I said, you know who's going to set this straight? It's Jillian.
Yeah.
So
all
what
right.
are your thoughts on cardio fasting?
What is cardio fasting? I don't even know what the hell that is. What is that?
They're saying that you don't eat, so you'll eat your last meal at 8 p.m.
Okay.
And then you eat nothing. And then you get up in the morning, so you're going 12 hours.
Yeah.
Then you get up, you go to the gym, you're empty stomach, you're working out, and that's supposed to...
Oh, God. This is like such an old concept. It's from... Jesus. The program was called like Cybergenics, and it's literally about 25 years old. It's that dated. I thought we disproved this 100 years ago, that this is like the stupidest thing you can do. No? And here's why. First of all, yeah, okay. So the theory on this was that if you don't have any sugar in your bloodstream, that your body has to burn more fat, which is not at all true. Your body will burn a certain percentage of fat calories and a certain percentage of blood sugar or stored sugar in the muscles. And it's like, oh, well, if you don't have that blood sugar available, then it will just burn fat. But no. So first of all, you're compromising your exercise intensity, because instead of doing, like, let's say, HIIT intervals where you're running sprints, or you're doing a bit greater incline, or you're running a little bit faster because you have some blood sugar and greater energy, in which case you'll burn significantly more calories overall. You're weak, you're tired, you're kind of getting through it. If you do have the energy, great. But what'll happen is that your body still does need energy from sugar. And so if it doesn't have any available blood sugar, it will cannibalize muscle. It will convert muscle to sugar. You can't convert fat to sugar. It's like turning lead into gold. But your body can break down your own muscle. So no, it's a completely absurd, dated, ridiculous concept. What does work for greater fat loss overall are various types of intensity training. HIIT training, right? High intensity interval training. So sprints instead of a steady jog. Resistance training, weights. And I'm a bodyweight person all day long. And you can, you know, depending upon your level of fitness, you can take a bodyweight exercise and make it as hard as bench pressing 200 pounds, you know, depending on the levers, how far you extend your hands with regard to pull-ups, push-ups, etc. But weightlifting burns fat, period, during the workout and long after the workout's over. And then, of course, calorie control, making sure that you don't overeat, because fat is stored energy. It doesn't matter if it's a fat calorie, a carb calorie, it doesn't matter. If you take in more energy than you're burning, you will store that energy as fat. So if you're burning more calories than you're consuming in a day, and you're working out in the way that I'm telling you, you're going to maximize your fat loss. But fasting is the worst thing that you can do for your fitness and for your weight loss. In addition, when we fast, the body is telling us, oh, you know, we're going through a period of starvation, and it makes us over-hungry, so that when we do eat, we tend to over-consume. Right. There's a biochemical response that's been studied that food actually tastes 25% better when you've skipped a meal. And you eat so quickly, and you're so hungry, and you're like, oh, God, I finally get to eat, that you end up overeating. It also tells your body that, oh, we're going through these periods of, like, feast or famine. So then when we do refeed the body, it depends on how dramatic. If you go through, like, a significant period of fasting, there's something called refeeding syndrome, where the body goes into fat storage mode because it doesn't know when it's eating again. No fasting. No. Not unless it's a religious thing. No. Uh-uh. No.
So,
and no.
So if you don't mind, let me ask you another question. Say I go to the gym at 5:30 in the morning. I don't
have a little something. I'd have like almond butter on toast, or like a banana with a spoonful of almond butter, or a little protein shake, or I'd have something with a little protein, fat, and carbs. It doesn't have to be a lot. An apple with almond butter. It could be, you know, yogurt with a half a banana. But I'd have a little something for sure. You'll find your energy is significantly increased for you to work out with greater intensity, therefore burning more calories.
Right. Because, I mean, obviously, I'm overweight. I just had partial knee replacement, but I'm hitting the gym. I'm working out with the best of them. I'm an overweight, but how do you say, in shape person, I guess? I mean, I don't know. I can hold myself with the best of them in the gym, but I do like 1,200, 1,250 calories a day, and I'm busting out my deficit 3,000, and from workout at least 700 in a workout. I'm not moving. My weight's not going nowhere.
And you're watching the amount of calories you're consuming?
Yes. I log everything. And I'll have one cheat meal a week, and that one cheat meal, if it's a piece of pizza, I've blown up on the scale the next day.
So, okay. So you have eaten how many calories a day?
I'm between 12 and 1250.
Okay. And you're burning 3,000 calories, and the scale hasn't moved in how long?
It stops at 240, then over the weekend, and that's when I put out most of my calories in the gym, because I'm there 2 to 3 hours on a Saturday. Then on Monday, I've jumped up, and I don't know if it's water, so like 248. I'm like,
wait a minute. Hold on. You're doing a bunch of hours on the weekend at once, but not throughout the week?
I do Monday through Friday, 1 hour in the gym. So I'll do a circuit training with my trainer, and then I'll hop on the bike. And then the weekend, I'll get into the gym. 30 minutes on the bike, then I do an hour with my training.
Here's what you're going to do, okay? You're going to increase your calories to 1,400 a day, and you're going to have unlimited greens. Then you're going to cut your workout down, and you're not going to work out a second over 5 hours a week max. Not one second. And I guarantee you, yeah, and you're going to take at least 2 days off. You're not going to work out all weekend long. You're going to come back, you're going to up those calories to 14, you're going to eat a ton of greens, and you're not going to go over 5 hours a day, and that weight's going to start coming off.
5 hours a week, okay.
Nothing more than that. Yeah. Okay?
But I love it.
Trust me, you're starving yourself, and then you're overtraining, you're doing all the worst things. Just do exactly what I'm telling you, and it will start to come off again.
I thought I was doing good with the deficit.
Too hard. So you're overtraining, and you're starving your system. Your body is freaking out. It's going into stress mode. That's why you're retaining so much fluid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that true?
on the water. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing?
You're just overdoing it, sweetie. Try that. I guarantee you're gonna see a difference in about a week's time.
Oh my God. All right, Cara.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sweetheart. Get out of the cold.
Yeah, get inside.
All right, thank you.
All right, Cara.
Bye.
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 Do.